On this episode of Movies Ruined My Life, it's finally here, our 32-film DC and Marvel comic book movie tournament. Now, today on the show, we are going to be knocking down the wild card positions, which will be made up of films from both Sony and Fox's collective comic book film franchises. As well, the winners from Marvel and DC's pre-2008 tournaments from last year's comic book month will have a chance to get into this tournament. So what are we waiting for? Let's get to it.
It's tourney time.
All right. So that's Matt.
Hello.
That's Nick.
Yo.
This is Brent.
I'm on time this time.
And I'm Brandon. Devin will be joining us later on in the show once we get into the tournament, but this is... finally, the Marvel DC epic fucking 32 film crazy tournament thingy that we're closing out this fucking comic book season with. We've been pitching it in every single show. I'm stoked to get into this.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas. Yeah. That's a good way to phrase it. Now, to set this all up for you gentlemen, where we're at is we've got currently in our bracket 27 films. Okay, we need to get up to 32. So before we reveal our full bracket, our 32-film bracket that we're going to be getting into, we have to eliminate some films to make room and get them into this tournament. So basically what we've done is pretty much everything from the DCEU and the MCU is going to be in the tournament. Additionally, some other modern era DC releases, say for example V for Vendetta will be in there. Jonah Hex, which I know you're a huge fan of.
Jonah Hex.
Yeah.
One of the most underrated DC comic properties, and they made a movie of it. Apparently.
So it might go really far. I have this feeling with Matt on the panel, it's gonna go like deep.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not.
Jonah Hex won't.
Megan Fox, maybe.
But in addition to those films, we do have a little bit of a problem because, of course, we have all of the X-Men films and other Fox properties, say, for example, Deadpool, another favorite of Matt's. And we've got Fantastic in there. We've got other Fantastic Four
flicks.
Raise
your hand if you paid money to see Fantastic in the theaters.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting. All right.
I have the movie channel that came out. I waited for it to come out.
So we're going to knock down a bracket to get basically the finest of the non-Marvel and DC studio pieces into this tournament as well. Additionally, last year, Nick, you were here for a panel on classic, per se, early era Marvel and DC films.
Oh, yeah, and my favorite went through to the fucking top.
All right, so in addition, we've added to the mix in this preliminary bracket, Superman.
Ooh.
The original Christopher Reeve Superman. Richard Donner.
Which was a heartbreak.
Dick Donner.
Yeah. Which was a heartbreak at the end of last year's, too.
Yep. If you want to go back and check that out. And also, like you alluded to, The Punisher with Thomas Jane. So
not the Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Not the Dolph Lundgren. Didn't make it through. So, because they won our respective brackets last year, we've put them into the wild card contention with the playoffs.
The play-in games.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to see how that works out. Before we get into that, Matt from the Crossover Podcast is joining us.
Hello.
Thank you for coming down again, sir.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Let people know how they can find the Crossover Podcast on the old interweb.
Crossover Podcast available on thecrossoverpodcast.com, facebook.com/thecrossoverpodcast, soundcloud.com/crossoverpodcast, and we're on iTunes. Please rate and subscribe, and please download. You don't have to listen. I don't care if you listen, but please download. Let's need those numbers.
Right on. Brent, you got anything cool coming up?
No, man. I actually just did a bunch of things, and
which is why you haven't been here in a while.
Pretty much. Like I did a spoken word set at the Hot Docs Theater, and it was sold out. 700 people. It was a lot of fun. Did some stuff in a church not too long ago. That's why I missed the last one. Mm-hmm. And it's been good. I've been in the studio with one of the bands, and I'm working on some new projects. But the next 2 months are going to be kind of quiet.
All right.
So hit me up.
So
I'll
you're
going to
be here more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Sir Nicholas, you're going to be with us some more, too, in the coming months, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely schedule. Power Rangers panel.
I'm pretty excited
for that. I'm looking forward to that one.
All right. So, shall we get into it?
Yep.
So before we get into our actual bracket, we're going to nail out six. We have to have a top six. So we're not going to go all the way to the end of this prelim bracket. We just have to get six films to take into the competition. Are you ready?
All right.
All right. So
go with your gut on this one?
Just go with your gut. I just want to call. We're not going to talk it out. We're not going to do anything. It's just snap decision making. Okay.
This is my first like Mermel tournament. So cool. I'm a little out of my depth, a little intimidated. But let's see what happens.
So what we're going to do with this tournament is we've added up the aggregate of the IMDb score. Obviously, because it's instead of 8.6, for example, for this particular film, it is 86. Okay, yeah. And then added it up with the Rotten Tomatoes score, and that is the total number, and that's how we've ranked the films from first to last. Okay, and that's going to be the same as we get into the actual tournament here. Our first pairing on the docket, our number one seat in our prelims, 2017's Logan, which was last week's conversation.
Still scorching hot.
Going up against 2015's Fantastic Four, the Josh Trank masterpiece.
Oh, I really wanted that movie to be worse than it was. I was, based on the hype of that, of how bad it was when I went to go see it, I was hoping it was like The Room. And then when it wasn't that bad, I was kind of like,
All right. So, snap decisions, gentlemen. I don't get a vote in this. So, let's go. Matt.
Logan.
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 For Nick.
Logan.
All right. Logan goes through. Basically, you need two wins to get into the...
Yeah.
All right. Next on docket. Where are we here? It's going to be the Wolverine 2013, if I'm not mistaken, going up against Richard Donner's Superman.
Oh, fuck. That's...
Superman.
Yeah. Marlon Brando.
Okay.
Marlon fucking Brando.
Superman.
Excellent. So our winner from last year is still in. Third pairing, 2000's X-Men, going up against the marvelous Spider-Man 3 from 2006. Now, you were defending this film in the last episode, Brent. I'm interested to see how your vote goes. Is it going to be 2000's X-Men or Spider-Man 3?
X-Men.
Nick? X-Men.
Spider-Man 3.
X-Men goes through with majority.
Horseshit.
I'll do it. I think I would like to get Brent on to do a Spider-Man 3 commentary.
Oh, yeah,
I'm absolutely.
Okay. Next up, where are we here? Spider-Man 2 going up against Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Spider-Man 2.
Gotta be Spider-Man 2.
Oh, Spider-Man 2.
Alfred Molina?
Yeah.
Okay. X2 versus Amazing Spider-Man 2.
All right, Brent.
Brent?
Oh, X2.
Yeah, this is
unanimous.
Yeah,
X2.
X2. That's not even a decision.
Okay. Ooh. I want to see how this one goes. We may have
you a son of a bitch. I'm
upset.
Reading it. Fuck. No.
All right.
I want to be the deciding vote on this one.
I'll go first.
Our deciding, our number, where are we here? Number four seat, Deadpool, going up against the winner of last year's Marvel competition, The Punisher, with Thomas Jane. Brent?
I mean, and if it was Warzone, it'd be tighter, but Deadpool takes this one for me.
Okay. Nick?
Anytime I see John Travolta being dragged on fire, it's a good day. Punisher.
Punisher goes through. I'm thinking, but let's see how we go here. Let's see what.
I have not seen Deadpool, nor will I ever see Deadpool. I hate Deadpool's character.
Yes,
Deadpool.
Deadpool does not make it in.
And it is with great Schadenfreude that I cast a vote for the Punisher.
Wow,
and excommunicate Deadpool. I thought it was going to be like one of your other panels where I get a veto or something, and I was going to be like, oh, I'm saving that veto for Deadpool. Can't stand the character. Hate Ryan Reynolds. It's a guy I hate playing a character I don't like. So what are you going to do?
This is the second time that we've had Deadpool potentially on the docket
for a
tournament, and both times it's been kicked before even making it to the actual tournament.
It's a comic book character
love for that Punisher. Like, I just have a love for Thomas Jane playing the Punisher.
Our next pairing is X-Men Days of Future Past going up against 2005's Fantastic Four.
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
Wasn't my favorite, but Days of Future Past.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Amazing Spider-Man. The first one going up against X3.
I will say it's terrible. As much as I hate Deadpool, it is a shame that we're casting that one aside and sending one of these three on to
Well, not necessarily yet.
But in every tournament, especially March Madness, because it is March Madness season, there are always teams that don't deserve to be there.
True. And that's your underdog story, right?
That's exactly. And I will cast a vote for Amazing Spider-Man.
Nick?
Amazing Spider-Man. Yeah. Only because of Martin Sheen.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
And Sally Fields.
Two more preliminary film pairings to go up on the docket. First one is
2002.
2002. I don't know why I wrote... Yeah.
Got cut off.
2002's Spider-Man.
You want to know why I know it was 2002?
Why?
Because remember they had the really great teaser with the Twin Towers that they had to play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Had to take it off.
Yeah. So yeah. That's how I've always had it embedded in my memory that Spider-Man came out in 2002. Because that was one of the all-time great teasers, and unfortunately it had to be pulled.
I remember like the early days of like the internet, like people were looking for that fucking
that
teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because YouTube was, whatever, 7 years away or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, and that is going up against X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, fuck.
Spider-Man.
Easily, Spider-Man Apocalypse sucked.
Yeah.
Final preliminary pairing, gentlemen. X-Men First Class going up against X-Men Origins, the Wolverine.
Ooh, I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to cast a vote for Origins because it's not going to matter.
If you say Origins, I will slap you.
First class. We're not even in the tournament. Yeah. I see that grin on your face, Nick. We're not even there yet. Yeah.
First Class. I'm voting for First Class.
Okay.
Don't troll this shit.
No, I'm not trolling around this.
First Class.
He will later on. Nick will take care of it for you.
Fair enough. But I mean, dude, First Class.
My partner in crime's not at the table yet.
When Devin gets here, we're in trouble.
Okay.
Devin's going to be like, guys, I don't know.
Yeah. You should have seen the horror movie.
Our horror icons tournament on week 3 of Slasher Fest. I was crying about that one.
Me and Devin just pushed Freddy versus Jason.
And no one, almost such a good movie, man. Almost such a good
someone,
movie.
We, none of us, I we all Freddy failed to point Jason, out that almost. Fucking stupid Kelly Rowland line where she calls Freddy the F word.
She's the only bad thing about that movie. The rest was great. I don't care.
Yeah, and apparently that's Kelly not Rowland. In the script. That was the best take of her ad-libbing that scene. In any case.
That was a nose job.
There, I was waiting for the
Well, if there's
case.
One thing you know about Kelly Rowland, you just point the camera and shoot because you're going to get gold.
Well,
right?
In any case, you know, she was really tapping into the zeitgeist.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so gentlemen, we need to make a decision here because we have obviously an uneven number of brackets at this point. Mm-hmm. So can we consensus push one of these films?
Just one?
Just one before we go to our next round through to the competition. I'm going to say I do not get a vote, but if there is one on this page that stands out as deserving to me, that can go up against some of this modern competition that's coming, it's First Class in my mind. It's the most movie-ish of the movies, other than Superman, that's on this list for me.
We can only pick one of these?
Just as a buy.
This is a buy into the tournament.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
How many
First
of these are
class?
Not making it, just out of curiosity?
Well, we'll slice this in half, essentially, with the exception of the buy that we give to whatever film.
Okay. Just because I'm staring at two, and I'm like, oh my God.
Okay.
No, I'm going to agree with you, First Class, by far.
Nick?
I really want to give The Punisher a buy.
Okay.
I was going to say Logan, but for me, the toss-up was between Logan and First Class, and I think I'm going to say First Class.
Yep.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we cool with that?
Yeah, we're cool with that.
You're okay with that, Nick?
Yeah, because I know what Punisher's going to go up against, and it's going to be a fuckery on that one.
Okay.
Oh, that's why you were doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck. That's going to be a hard one.
Don't stress yet, buddy.
I'm stressed.
Excellent. I like how team oriented we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so our first preliminary semifinals matchup.
The play-in tournament.
Wow,
a lot of prefixes, bro.
Yeah, is Logan going up against Superman?
These are two completely different films. Good
different
Lord.
Eras, different importance, yeah, everything. If man. I can just jump in, Superman gets my vote because that's just too important.
Yeah.
It's and an I mean, amazing maybe play. Now, like, you have to put yourself in a different mindset to appreciate it.
Yeah, the recency bias
it's worth
of Logan,
it.
Too.
But you,
is
yeah,
really...
and you never, in modern era, how many people sit here and complain about, like, origins, spending, wasting fucking time on origin stories? Mm-hmm. That film. You sit there and you watch it, and you're like, oh, this is great. Nick, where are you at? Logan or Superman?
Superman goes through.
Oh, wow, Matt. You don't even get a
John, John Williams, Christopher Reeve, Marlon Brando.
I'm glad it didn't come down to me. I think I was going to vote for Superman because my reasoning was I was thinking, what's my favorite moment in both movies? And as great as Logan beating the his own car with his own shovel goes... Mm-hmm. It is not nearly as good as what I think is one of the greatest moments in cinema, which is, woo, say Jim, it's a bad outfit. Oh, God, I love that scene.
All right. Superman is going through to the tournament.
Yeah.
Let's see if the Punisher is good enough to do it as well. You know, let's do that one next.
Fuck, man. Can we save that for last?
No, we cannot.
You bastard.
It's X2 going up against the winner of last year's Marvel tournament.
Kick it off.
The Punisher. Matt?
As much as I love... I do enjoy... Like, I'm... The Punisher is not my favorite Marvel property. I believe he's a little one-dimensional. They've been doing a lot better with him recently in the comic books, I will say that. But he's very much a child of the... product of the 90s, mm-hmm. I think. In the terms of he's just like this tornado...
How he
that
evolved.
Shows up. Yeah. He's just this tornado that sweeps up and kills things and has no consequence for... Like, there's no pathos to the Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s. He's done a lot better now, I will say that. I really enjoy that X2 movie, though, and I think it's got tremendous performances. And with a big-ass cast, I think their singer had a lot of plate spinning, and I'm casting my vote for it. And I think he managed to keep him up, so I'm casting my vote for X2.
Nick?
I'm pulling an Easter. Like, fuck, man. Like, are you really doing this?
We're not
to
even
me?
In the tournament.
I know. We're not even in the fucking tournament. And it's like, I've seen X2 in theaters. I remember begging my father to take me to this movie.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching it, like, the opening scene in the White House with Nightcrawler and the fucking knife and
great
going
scene.
At it. And then Wolverine just going to town on a bunch of fucking mercenaries. You had Hannibal fucking Lecter in this movie.
Well,
one of
if
them.
If you count that as
I count it. Okay. And then you got Punisher, and it's just John Travolta being fucking John Travolta. I have to go fucking X2.
All right, so X2 is through. What would you have cast your vote for?
And
Brent?
That's the thing. I am conflicted because, you know, in terms of, like, the original thing, X2 was Singer getting it right, and I'm not a Singer fan retroactively.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, these did not age well at all. X2 was that one where it was that loose end, that potential to do so good, and they dropped the ball, and you know, fuck Ratner.
Oh,
but
that spoiled hack douchebag.
Pretty much, man. And that was the thing, but, like, X2 on its own does not stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie in the context, but they fuck the context. So as much as I want to vote for it, because, yes, those scenes, hell yes. And the potential, and then, like, Punisher, I mean, like, I prefer Warzone over this one.
Yes, agreed.
100%.
I've never seen Warzone. Or
I think it's better.
I was tempted.
Shout out to Lexi Alexander.
But whatever.
Man. A friend of mine was actually in this Punisher. This was one where he had, like, the two sidekicks, like Kira Malecki Sanchez from Catwalk, that Canadian TV show. Yeah, that guy, I think, went to my old high school or something. But I was really torn, and I was tempted to go Punisher. Just because, like, X2, I feel like, was an establishing shot. It wasn't a stand on its own movie.
Okay, that's fair. All right, next matchup. X-Men 2000 going up against Spider-Man 2. I think this is a pretty quick one.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 for me.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. X-Men is not good anymore.
Well, it's
already dated. It's so dated.
It was basically Singer fucking up all the Whedonisms.
Yeah, but it was. I still think it was a job well done, because think of how tough it was in 2000.
Again, establishing,
to,
like, it set the stage.
15 people in one movie.
But it does not stand up.
No, agreed. But
okay.
Credit where credit's due for the time.
Sure.
Now, I can't count, and I apologize, gentlemen. Because technically, we do need to give one more film a bye in.
I would give Superman the bye.
You know what? Let's give Superman a bye. Let's put Logan
in as well. Yeah.
Up against Days of Future Past.
Then I would say Logan.
I'd go Logan.
Logan. Days of Future Past was too small.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like a TV show. You know what I mean?
Like that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to recreate that Bishop arc.
And that's
whatever,
the thing, yeah. Just like the sets felt small, the dialogue felt small, even though the stakes were so high. It was just felt awkward.
Mm.
And so our final matchup before we go to the actual tournament
is actually quite fitting.
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man versus 2000's Sam Raimi directed Spider-Man.
This is the toughest one for me at this point because
I like them both.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to go with the Sam Raimi Spider-Man though. 2000. Mm. As
Bruce
corny
Campbell.
And cheesy as
that is. You know what? Scene. I agree because Amazing had its moments.
Who was Bruce in the first one? Remind me again.
He was the ring announcer. Right?
Yeah.
The
right. wrestling promoter.
Oh, yeah. He was the guy who said, like, you know, he goes, the human spider. And he's like, that sucks. Right? that was Bruce, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter, Nick, but what was your vote going to be?
It's going to be Raimi because yeah. Mm-hmm. I got pulled out of school to watch this.
Yeah, you told that story. Yeah. Okay, so. As we're going to be revealing the remainder of the tournament as we go along, but so you guys know, out of our Fox and Sony, as well as the winners of last year's mini tournament that we've just done here, rolling through are Logan, Superman, Spider-Man 2, X2, Spider-Man 2002. And First Class, X-Men
Good
First
choices.
Class.
This is going to be tight.
I like that Logan. It's kind of like wrestling, right? Mm-hmm. Like Logan got knocked out. But
and then who saved?
Oh,
he's still going.
Exactly. Yeah,
he went over the top ropes, but his feet didn't touch the ground.
Like, Logan's back. That son of a bitch. Where the hell did he come from?
Just miraculous.
With the steel chair.
He's miraculous right. Resurrection. I like it, gentlemen.
Someone
all right.
Stop the goddamn match.
Okay, we'll see you all tomorrow.
Man. You said my favorite word.
Don't get me started, please.
I don't want to be here anymore. Can I leave?